Ricardo, big day for Maison Margiela and, of course, L'Oreal Travel Retail and CDFG, your great partner. Must be really exciting to come together. This is your third event, I think, annual event. Pretty spectacular occasion.
Yeah, it was a fantastic event. I think that, you know, credit goes to the team that prepared such a fantastic celebration of this partnership and of this great brand. Margiela has been for the past 5 years a very strong brand in terms of niche fragrances, coming up with super strong juices that resonate with the public. And it really is something different because it connects the customers' sense of smell with the memories of their past, which is a very strong link, which makes this brand super powerful. I'm super confident that with the partnership with CDF and the rest of the retailers in travel retail, the brand will continue to flourish for travelers. So I'm super happy with the result, very happy with the attendance. We had a very good crowd here, and the pop-up outside looks amazing. So hopefully people also enjoy all the experiences outside, and maybe a hot coffee or a tea. Yes, it's very good.
It was a fantastic occasion, and you have one heck of a brand ambassador. Tell me about Chris Lee or Li Liu Chun.
You know, with Chris, we signed her about 3 years ago. She's fantastic. One of the things we love about Chris is that she is a strong advocate of the juices. She likes to participate in the ideation and the concepts of the ads as well as the visuals. So she's fantastic. She's a superstar, both as a singer and an actress. So we can't be any happier with her as a global brand ambassador for the brand.
And just to close, Maison Margiela, Paris, the fragrance, young fragrance, I think it was created in 2009. It came into travel retail, I believe, in 2011. Yep. So it's come a long way in a short time. But who would have thought all those years ago that it would become hot property in China? That's been quite a story in itself, hasn't it? The rise and rise of fragrances, and you've really done well within that.
For sure. To be honest, I think it's only the beginning. The niche fragrance segment in China is just starting to boom. The future is very bright for collection fragrances, and Margiela has been a strong component and one of the leading players in this niche fragrance area. So I think that for me, it's only the beginning. The future is very bright, and Margiela continues to reinvent itself with new juices and new concepts. So we're very, very confident of the years to come.
Well, a heck of a day for you, Ricardo, and for the team. I'll let you go join your team because you're going to celebrate, I'm sure. But it must be great now, after all the difficulties of the last few years, to be having occasions like this. It's all good news, and it's all onwards and upwards, I suspect.
I think that the whole industry is very, very happy to be able to travel again, to see travelers in stores, discovering our brands, both in airports as well as downtown shops. So I'm super excited to be here, to come to Sanya. It's a fantastic opportunity, and to see travelers discovering our brands, which is at the end part of, or the main part of our job, is to show, to be a window for these new travelers to discover our brands.
Yeah, well, you provided a really fantastic window here today. Congratulations, Ricardo, and good luck going forward.
Thank you so much, Martin. Good to see you.